Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Making a brief return to Parliament this week was New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, who appeared before the Māori Affairs Committee on Wednesday to make a submission on the government's replacement for the Foreshore and Seabed Act.
My party, New Zealand First, opposed this bill for many reasons too numerous to list here, and we intend to work towards the restoration of the present Foreshore and Seabed legislation, which, as the coastal tribes said back then, was fair to them and to everyone.
Mr. Peters said that historically, Māori didn't claim ownership of coastal areas.
30 years of cases, 1850s to 1870s, together with the evidence of reports involving Māori chieftains involved in negotiating settlements in that period, sets out their views on their rights when selling land adjacent to the sea. And in an 1856 case involving Ngāti Awa interests, ironically in the northern of part of the South Island, Principal Chief Ropoama Te One used the phrase, quotes, sending the land sold out to sea, end of quotes. In essence, he meant that having sold the land, they would forever not own it, as they didn't own the sea. This historical material and the legal arguments that the then Māori used bear a remarkable similarity to their rights as set out in the Foreshore and Seabed Act 2004.
New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters. Elsewhere, the Law and Order Committee held its annual financial review of the Department of Corrections and heard from its Chief Executive, Barry Matthews.
Managing the increasing offender population continued to be a high priority for the department throughout the year. The prison population peaked at an all-time high of 8,816 prisoners on the 30th of June 2010. According to the most recent Justice Sector Prison Forecast, the prison population is forecast to reach 9,890 by 30th of June 2017, leaving a shortfall of 2,065 beds.
Mr. Matthews explained initiatives that his department was taking to accommodate the rising prison population.
We've undertaken significant design and planning work to increase prison capacity. Double bunks have been installed in some of the units at Northland Regional Corrections Facility, Spring Hills Corrections Facility, Otago Corrections Facility and the Auckland Region Women's Correction Facility. We opened a 60-bed unit constructed out of converted shipping containers at Rimutaka Prison. Key initiatives over the year have been the contract management of prisons and the public-private partnership projects. And planning has started on a proposed new 1,000-bed male prison at Wiri that is expected to be designed, built and operated under a public-private partnership.
Corrections Chief Executive Barry Matthews. On Thursday, the Commerce Committee held a financial review of the Earthquake Commission. Talking about the outcome of the Canterbury earthquake was EQC Chairman Michael Wintringham.
Although nobody died and the serious injuries were few, it seems to have taken away from some of the publicity that this is, by world standards, a very large event. And in fact, it's got to be up there in the top five of worldwide claims and costs.
Mr. Wintringham put the earthquake into perspective by comparing it to Hurricane Katrina.
We have over 190,000 claims. By way of context, if you take probably the biggest natural disaster in recent memory, Hurricane Katrina, $100 billion New Zealand dollars of damage, around 600,000 claims. Well, we've got nearly a third of that.
EQC Chairman Michael Wintringham. Also talking about the Canterbury quake on Thursday was Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard, while delivering his monetary policy statement to the Finance and Expenditure Committee.
We do note in this monetary policy statement the Canterbury earthquake we've estimated the damage at higher than our original estimates. We think something like $5 billion. We think the rebuilding takes place over a longer, slower horizon. It's significant enough to have quite an effect on overall figures. We think it's, broadly speaking, adding 1% to growth next year and another 1% the year after.
Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. That was one of 18 committee meetings. Coming up next week, committees will conduct more financial reviews of government departments, and the Māori Affairs Committee will continue chipping away at the 522 oral submissions that they expect to hear on the Marine and Coastal Areas Bill. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.